With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. There is great relief throughout Minnesota. The man suspected of shooting two lawmakers early Saturday, killing one of them, is now in custody. Vance Bolter arrested Sunday evening. He's facing second-degree murder charges. Correspondent Joe Fetterman reports from Jerusalem. The fighting between Israel and Iran continues. No sign with when it might end.
Israel says it has inflicted some significant damage on Iran. They've already killed a number of top commanders and hit other military targets. Also, of course, they have been targeting these nuclear facilities across Iran. Equally significant, the Israeli Air Force now says it has taken out most of Iran's air defenses. It has virtual free movement over Iran's skies. That will make it easier for the Air Force to press ahead.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, Israeli Ambassador to the United States Michael Leiter says their objective is to continue until Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile programs are set back for a, quote, very long time.
We've set them back dramatically, but not enough. And that's why this series of strikes is not going to end today or tomorrow, but only at a period of time, which may take weeks, when we are absolutely certain that the nuclear infrastructure, with the intention of weaponizing and threatening Israel, is terminated.
President Trump reportedly vetoed a plan presented to the United States in the last couple of days to kill Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. A U.S. official says the Israelis informed the Trump administration in recent days it had developed a credible plan to kill the leader. After being briefed on the plan, the White House made clear to Israel that Mr. Trump was opposed to the Israelis making that move. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the morality of abortion.
The Gallup organization has been polling adults about whether or not it is morally acceptable for a woman to terminate her pregnancy. 49% of respondents say yes, abortion is moral, while 40% say no. Everybody else is undecided. Meanwhile, the poll finds the country about evenly split between those who call themselves pro-choice versus pro-life. Pro-choice gets 51% support, pro-life receives 43%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo XIV will continue his predecessor's controversial agreement with China that gives the communist government veto power over the Vatican's selection of bishops. No other country has such an arrangement, and conservative Catholics outraged that Pope Francis gave in to China's demand, Pope Leo making his first appointment of a Chinese bishop. This is SRN News. Consumer sentiment on the rise in June. Here's Jennifer King.
Survey director Joanne Hsu writes that consumers appear to have settled somewhat from the shock of the extremely high tariffs announced in April. However, she says consumers still perceive wide-ranging downside risks to the economy. The index has seen steady drops that left it at the second lowest level in 75 years back in May, and sentiment is still down 20% compared to December. The readings conform with the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index released in late May, which also increased after five straight declines. I'm Jennifer King.
Leaders of some of the world's largest economic powers now converging on the Canadian Rockies for a Group of Seven summit that's being overshadowed by the escalating conflict between Israel and Iran. Israeli strikes on Iran and Tehran's retaliation appear to be catching many of the world leaders by surprise. More details at srnnews.com.